Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. From Friday, August 6th through early trading hours on Monday, August 9th, prices of gold and silver dropped significantly. At the bottom in Asian and European markets 9 days ago, the price of gold fell 6.4% from where it closed on the COMEX the previous Thursday, while silver plummeted 10%. Platinum and palladium prices also fell, but to a lesser degree. By Monday this week, the price of gold had recovered almost back to where it was on August 5th, while silver had regained about 40% of its drop. There was no specific news for the precious metals markets that could have sparked these price declines. Therefore, you look for trading patterns to explain how prices could drop so sharply in such a short time frame. The information indicates that the fall in prices did not occur because of free market activity. Instead, gold and silver prices were deliberately suppressed. Here's how it was done. In an average trading day in the London market, the world's largest gold trading center, about $30 billion of contracts changed hands. But during the recent price decline, there was a sudden sale of $4 billion of gold. Such a sale is not how normal markets function. When a party wants to sell a large gold position, the way you maximize the selling price is by selling it in smaller chunks spread among several dealers around the world over the course of several days. In this manner, it is not obvious that a lot of gold is being unloaded and the price doesn't decline. However, when a massive amount of gold is put up for sale at one time by one seller, that process guarantees that the position will be sold for the lowest possible price. This is not the action of a profit-seeking seller. Instead, it represents the action of a party who has more to gain by suppressing gold and silver prices. It is clear to me that the sudden temporary manipulation downward of gold and silver prices was organized by the U.S. government, as it happens to be the entity that would most benefit from falling precious metals prices. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.